We continue our discussion of the concept of Afkin Rabbanon L'Kedusha Minei. And as we mentioned in our previous year, one of the questions that comes up is if we indeed, when Chazal tell us to, use the concept of Afkin Rabbanon L'Kedusha Minei, does that mean that she was never married? Afkin Rabbanon L'Kedusha Minei, Chazal void the marriage as if it never happened? Or is it considered as if they were married? Is it considered as if they were married, but now they're no longer married? And of course, there will be very significant nafka minas lahalacha. What would be the halacha if a woman, if such a woman, where Chazal applied the concept of Kinu Rabbanam Kedush Minei, was Mezana? Would she be Mechuyev Misa? If she had children, if she was Mezana as an Eishes Ish, would those children be Mamzerim? If she was never married, she was never an Eishes Ish, and her children are not Mamzerim. Another big nafkamina is, can this woman now marry relatives of her first husband? If we say that she was never married to this man, so then these people are not relatives and she's allowed to marry them. And in fact, the Shita of Rabbeinu Shmuel and Rabbeinu Tam in Tosfos in Masechta Gutin, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, Divrei Amaskel Vafkinu, is indeed, she was never considered an Eishes Ish. If she was Mezana, she's not killed. Her children are not Mamzerim. Ask the Pnei Yeshua that if that's the case, so why doesn't it say anywhere in the Paiskim that since she was never considered an Eishes Ish, she is allowed to marry the relatives of her first husband? So the Ramban says that even if we'll say that she's not Mechuyev Misa, because she was indeed not an Eishes Ish, the children are Mamzerim Midrabbanan, and Midrabbanan, she's not allowed to marry the relatives of her first husband. And the Meiri explains that there was a get given. Yes, as we're learning in our Gemara, it's not a valid get. It's enough of a get for that purpose that the children who were born before the get was given are considered Mamzerim Midrabbanan, and that she should be also to the relatives of her first husband. The Shita Mekubetzes, however, brings another Shita. He says that even if we apply the concept of Afkinu Rabbanan L'Kedusha Minei, that's only Mikana L'Haba, going forward, but not L'Mafreya, going backwards. So, in other words, there are a number of opinions in the Rishonim. Tosfos in Masechta Gittin, as we quoted, says the Halacha views this woman as if she was never married. The Ramban says we look at it as if it's only she's indeed was never married midaraisa, midrabbanan with machmer, and the Shita says that afkin rabbanan l'kedusha minei is only mikana l'haba, not l'mafreya. Tosfos in Masechta Gittin, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, Vafkinu, asked the question that we quoted in our previous year, that if this is the case, that at times Chazal employed the concept of Afkinu Rabbanan L'Kedusha Minei, so how could we ever give a woman who was Mezana Misa? We know that we could only give Misa if there's a proper Hasra. It has to be a Hasra Sofik, Hasra Svadai, and not on Hasra or Safik. And since there's always a possibility that Chazal will be Mafkir the Kedushin, and if Chazal are Mafkir the Kedushin, it means that she's not an Eishes Ish. So it comes out that every time we're giving a woman, before she's being Mezana Rechmal Tzlon, a Hasra, it's a Hasra Safik. For the Edom cannot know for sure that she is going to be an Eishes Ish. Maybe a situation will arise that will turn her into, that will require Chazal to be Mafkir the Kedushin. And if such a situation happens, then she's not an Eishes Ish. So why isn't it an Hasra Safik? So Tosfos says that since in most situations it's very rare that we employ the concept of Afkinu Rabbanu L'Kedushim Minei, most cases obviously it's not employed, that's enough to be considered as Hasra Svadai. Tosfos says another Teretz that we rely on the Cheskes Eishes Ish. Right now, this woman who's about to do this Aveira is an Eishes Ish, and she has a Cheskes Eishes Ish. Since she has a Cheskes Eishes Ish, that's enough that the Hasra should be considered Hasra's Vadai. Another Teretz that other Rishonim suggest that under normal circumstances, this Kedushin is a valid Kedushin. There has to be a circumstance that should cause Chazal to mafkia the Kedushin. Says, and this may be similar to the previous Teretz, say these Rishonim, that when, what's the definition of a Hasra Safik? If there's nothing special that has to happen, it's not for sure they're going to do the Aveira. It's not for sure that this is an Aveira. Great example. Somebody's eating a piece of meat. It may be kosher, it may not be kosher. So when you give Hasra, that's a Hasra Safik. Here, something else has to happen other than this act to be mafkir the kedushin, and that's why that it's still considered a Hasra Svadai. Another teretz that Ramban suggests that in order to be mafkir the kedushin, in our previous year, we listed many different examples throughout Shas where Chazal used the concept of Afkinu Rabbanu L'Kedushin Minei. And we don't have necessarily the time now to review all those cases. But if we look at the common denominator of all of those cases, the common denominator of all of those cases is that it was something that the husband did that created that Chazal should be mafkia the Kedushin. It wasn't something that the wife did. The Hasra here is being given to the wife, who Rachman Ritzlon is about to be Mezana. Since it's not in her power to create a situation of Hafkin Rabbanu L'Kedushin Minei, that's why it's still considered as if she's certainly getting Hasra Svadai. But the Ramban, because of this question, the Ramban has a whole different understanding to the concept of Afkinu Rabbanu L'Kedushin Minei. He says, what happens with Afkinu Rabbanu L'Kedushin Minei is not that Chazal actually void the Kedushin. Just using Al Gemara as an example. If somebody gives a get, and he makes the Tanai, that if I don't come within 30 days, the get is a get. If I do come, the get is not a get. Since he knows that even if there will be an onus that will prevent him from coming, it won't change the fact that the get is a good get. Recognizing that, he says that this get should be a good get, even if there's an onus, in order that Chazal should not be mafkir the Kedushin, because as Al Gemara says later, if Chazal are mafkir the Kedushin, it turns out that all the times that he had relations with his wife, there will be a bias nus. Or another example that we spoke about in the previous year. If somebody's mevatel a get, shloi b'fnei ha-shliach, that we quoted the Gemara Masechta, the Gittin, Daflam, Gimel, Amar Aleph, that the get is still a good get. He was mevatel the get. And the Raisa, as we explained in that shir, the bittel is certainly a valid bittel. Says the Gemara Masech the Gittin, Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, that in those circumstances, the reason the woman is not considered an ishus ish is because Chazal will mafkir the kedushin. Says the Ramban again, it's not that Chazal void the kedushin. Just because the person knows that if he's going to be mevatel the get, not in front of the shliach, the bittel is not a good bittel. Why is the bittel not going to be a good bittel? Because Chazal will be mafkia's kedushin, and if he's going to be mafkia the kedushin, it'll turn out, like I said a moment ago, all of the bias will be his nus. He is a mevatel. He moves away from his bittel. And since he moves away from his bittel, the get remains a good get. So that's why now we could understand why it's not a hasra sofik. Because a person recognizes that Chazal have the ability to be mafkir the kedushin, the ability of Chazal to mafkir the kedushin creates a situation that the person should never create a situation that the person will never want to fall into such a situation, into such a matzav, into such a category of apkinu rabbonin lekedusha minei. And because he doesn't want to fall into a category of apkinu rabbonin lekedusha minei, that's why the halacha is that's why the get's a good get, and it's asros vaday. Says the Pnei Yeshua, now we could understand the question that we began this year with. We asked the question that if indeed there's a situation of Rafkinu Rabbanu L'Kedusha Minei, so now we have a question as the we asked the Shaila L'Alocha L'Maisa, what would be the Alocha, could she marry the relatives of her first husband? If Afkin Rabbanu L'Kedusha Minei, and it's as if she was never married to this man, so these were never her relatives, and she should be allowed to marry him. But according to the Ramban, everything is now understandable. Why is everything understandable? Because the Ramban says, Afkin Rabbanu L'Kedusha Minei is like a threat. Because the person knows that Afkin Rabbanu L'Kedusha Minei, the Chazal have the ability to do that, to be Mafkir Kedusha, what happens then is that the whole kedush that he makes his get be a good get, because he doesn't want to fall into that rot of being afkir rabbanu l'kedusha minei, and he makes his get into a good get. And if the get's a real get, then she was an eishes ish, and if she was an eishes ish, she certainly also to krivei of the first husbands.